Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this episode, we have this very wonderful, awesome opportunity to talk to Emma from System 76. And you guys probably don't know who she is or what she does, but she's one of these people on the internet. Well, I'll describe how much I absolutely am a fan of hers as we have this dialogue. But Emma, would you like to say hi and introduce yourself a little bit to the team?
Hi, I'm Emma. You can find me on Twitter at Social Happiness. I am a happiness manager at System 76, in charge of a customer service and technical support team. And our team is called the Happiness Team, and my workers are happiness engineers. So we basically just speak with all of the customers at System 76 and make sure everybody is happy and solve problems all day.
So, and Emma and I have been exchanging just kind of, DMs on Twitter back and forth, and every once in a while tagging each other in a tweet, and just having a lot of fun. And so it was like, okay, well, let's get on a call. And then, oh, if we're going to get on a call, we might as well record it, because some part of this will probably make for a good podcast episode.
I think our double positivity is what is connecting us today.
Right. Because we could all use a little bit of dose of that, right? And positivity, one of the things I've been sharing with the audience is positivity doesn't mean that things are always perfect, right? You can have very imperfect things and still manage to find ways to be positive about them. And my experience with your company is actually one of those things. I'm not sure if this story might be embarrassing, and if so, I'll leave it out. But when I was in Afghanistan, and looking for a computer, I was listening to all the JB shows. It was my outlet, right? I was able to get all the JB shows, and you guys were sponsors of that. So thank you for being sponsors so we could have that content, as part of that experience. But your advertising worked, right? And so I look and I'm like, okay, well, I just need a small machine. So I get a Meerkat, and the Meerkat, that particular generation of the Meerkat was not powerful enough for my expectations. And it was a very frustrating experience to come to that reality that I had not spec'd it properly and it was not meeting my expectations. So that was the bummer part of the experience. I'm in Afghanistan, this thing's not working the way I want it to, but then it turned into something really beautiful. I started connecting with the staff, right? It wasn't you directly, Emma, it was somebody on your team, right? And they were telling me, what it could do versus what it couldn't do. And I'm using very non-technical terms to describe it. And they were so positive and so polite about it that I found out that this machine that wasn't doing what I wanted it to do could really do a whole lot of things that would be awesome. And so I started retooling it to do web server stuff, right? Because it didn't have the GPU to do high definition video in that generation. This is 2013, this is 2012, 2011 timeframe, right? So it didn't have the GPU to do high definition video, but it could totally be a web server. So I took this Meerkat, threw a bunch of external hard drives at it, and then turned it into a web server so my whole team on our site in Afghanistan could watch their favorite shows. I would download them from the internet, and they'd be able to go in and, kind of like we do with Plex now, they'd be able to click on it and it would render those MP4s down for them and have them ready to go. And it was so, like, just really cool. So your team made a difference in my life. And I don't know if I've told you that story, but I really appreciate your ears now being able to let you know that was awesome.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for letting me know that. I love it.
So, and then something else that's really cool, you can't tell me your client base, right, or who buys System 76 hardware, but we know from YouTube that at some point, some of the folks who have made some of our really great Pixar and Disney movies have purchased System 76 gear, right? You can confirm that though, right?
I think we have a lot of data scientists, a lot of graduate students, universities, government agencies, and individuals, and Linux fans. So it's a very wide range of users.
Yeah. So for those guys who are on that Disney Pixar side, one of my favorite memories of COVID and being locked at home now is watching the movie Onward. Have you seen that yet?
I just rented that one.
Emma, you helped create that. You know what I mean? Like, that's how excited I am to have this call with you. And I talk a lot when I get excited, so I'm sorry. But, you know, I get to, this is one of those where it's like, I get to tell somebody who helped make that possible, thank you. So Onward was great. I had a great time watching that with my boys. And oh my goodness, your machines were a part of creating that. And isn't that so cool that right at the time in the world where we needed to be reminded about a family, you know what I mean? We had that be able to be released. So that was just way awesome for me. So thanks for helping to provide that memory. You guys rock.
Cool.
So thanks for letting me tell you that, because that's, you've always been this bright, bubbly personality on all the podcasts I've heard you do interviews on. And now I get to tell you kind of in person, you know, thank you for that. This is so cool. I'm a huge fan, so I'm nerding out right now, and I think it's okay. So
thanks. That's funny. I'm blushing. If you could tell under my makeup.
I think it's just hard to tell with the red background, right? Because you
it's not red. It's pink.
It's pink.
It's raspberry. Okay.
I'm sorry?
Raspberry.
Webcams are not perfect, right? So, you know, that's a thing. But I think the coloring is off. I can't tell that you're blushing, but I am definitely a huge fan. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to call you today and help, if your spirits were low, to kind of pick you up. It's like you get to be a part of something huge, right? Like, you know, and it's hard when we're isolated to really see what people do with what we provide. You know, you asked me what I did, and I do project management for a food company, right? And right now, food is one of those things that people recognize as a necessity, and, you know, it's really important, right? Especially in the retail space. And I'm helping to feed people, you know, when I can remember the bigger picture, you know, because my commute is from my bed to my desk, which is like 10 feet, right? But when we can remember that bigger picture of what we're doing and how we're participating in something, what we do is really pretty amazing. And it's just fun to remember that.
Yeah. So. It's really cool to be part of big projects with just providing the tools that we can, especially when it's with Linux and open source software. It feels better knowing that our people are creating things that are going to be open for others to create upon and improve upon. And I think it's just being part of the open source community has helped me stay positive this whole time. But also, like you were saying, knowing that we're providing tools for people to create epic projects is pretty neat.
Yeah, but I was wondering, you like to adopt pets, if I remember right. What's the latest pet you guys have adopted at home?
It's still Trixie. She's an Anatolian Shepherd mixed with St. Bernard. So the cool thing about the virus is, since I've been on lockdown for a couple weeks, I started getting really paranoid about it, like, I think early March, so I've been on lockdown for a while. But I started really aggressively leash training her. And before all the dog parks closed, I was taking her to the dog park every day and then for a bath. So I've just had so much quality time with her, and she's not even really my dog. She's technically my sister's, because they decide to keep her. But since we all live here, it's fine. I know she loves me the most. So we've been taking a couple miles every day, so I feel like she's helped me get through this whole lockdown situation, and I think anyone that is having a struggling time right now, that with loneliness especially, should get a pet, because they need us, and, you know, you don't know if you need them or not until you have one, so.
Thank you for just being, like, so bubbly and warm and polite. And I know you don't do that all the time. I'm sure you have bad days as well, right? But it's just like, you know, I'd submitted a talk to Linux Fest Northwest so I could go there, and you were one of the top people I was, like, looking forward to meeting, and the whole barbecue and all the other stuff like that I've heard about. It was like, oh, that was going to be so cool. And then that didn't happen this year. So we're all kind of like stuck, you know, but it's like, oh, well, thanks to all this technology, we can help, you know, we can just connect this way.
So I'm a little bummed about the Linux Fest thing, but I kind of saw it coming, so I was preparing myself because I got the conference a couple weeks beforehand. That one got canceled too, so I kind of knew it was going to happen and kind of just try to get my spirits up, and I had to let my team know that it's okay too, because I think everyone else was pretty bummed because everyone looks forward to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I was trying to stay positive about it so that everyone else could as well.
Well, it was going to be my first one, so
yeah.
Yeah, you know, it happens. And the talk I submitted two talks. One of them was on kind of my personal experience. I did an episode with Brunch with Brent where we kind of talked about that. And then Rocco followed it up with a few other questions. Those guys are just great. And so I was going to tell that story at Linux Fest Northwest, but they combined me with like three other people or two other people. And so it's like, okay, well, that's fine. The other talk I submitted was on how we could organize better as open source communities and groups, so that way we can be more effective in our spaces. And that was going to be pretty cool. But it didn't get selected. So that one's going to have to wait till next year, and I'll submit it again and go that route.
That's good.
Do you talk at conferences when you go?
Yeah. Well, if people ask me to, like, I had talks planned for Scale and Linux Fest. I've talked about our HAPI approach to tech support. It's just an acronym for how we kind of guide our handling of support cases. And H stands for human, and A stands for active. So I do a talk about that, and I've also have some.
Cool. Can you tell us more about that? Can you break that down for us? Give us like the 2-minute version,
or 3-minute version. Out loud, it like feels embarrassing, but because it's so like simple, but to me, it's a really big deal. So
yeah, but so I think this is really applicable right now, because a lot of tech support is not done in person, and so a lot of us are having to apply the good skills that exist in your space, the ones that you worked so hard to learn the hard way, right? You know, so yeah, what does HAPI stand for in the happiness engineer mantra? This would be cool.
So the H stands for human, which is by far the most important feature a tech support rep needs to have. They need to be human first and foremost. We have surveys, happiness survey. Well, they call a net promoter survey. Mm-hmm. And people can write comments in those. And it's interesting how often people say they comment specifically on the human aspect of our support and service, which to me, I take a lot of pride in that when they use that word in our surveys. Same with love and happy. You know, I count all those words, and I just think that the human aspect, it makes you connect better. I think it makes the conversation be less robotic. It's a lot more comfortable, I think, on a tech support call if you're a human.
Cool. All right, so that's the H, right? We have the human factor, right? So what's the A? If I'm spelling it right, A comes next.
Yeah, so active. So we have to just keep on checking on cases every day until that they're resolved, and we want to have acknowledgement from our customer that it's resolved. So our ticket system actually is a custom system. It does have triggers like, hey, this has been in repair for 2 days, no one's messaged them, let's touch base, you know? So every day there's different statuses that you have to either mark as red, or you have to send a message to the customer or the repair tech, and you have to do an action on a ticket like consecutively until it's completed. So help solutions happen.
That's awesome. So I'm actually, like, my brain is swimming right now on how to apply these now that I'm working remote and have to do this. And it's like, okay, I don't have the cool automated ticketing system, but I have another tool I can use to kind of, you know, pop up reminders and things like that, you know, so this is cool. All right, so H and A are both things I think I can do. Let's see if, as we finish spelling this out, if there's one where it just breaks down for me.
I just want to circle back real quick about human. One of the easiest ways to, if you're not in that mode, if you're pretty scripted every day, is to start the call with, how are you? So many people brush by that in tech support and service calls. It's good to just take that first few minutes and just talk about nothing and then get into the issue. That really helps, I think, in every case. But just forgot to touch on that. But
oh, no, that's good follow back up. Okay, we're on the first P. What do we got there?
Okay, so we have being proactive.
Okay.
So proactive is before it's going to erupt, or if it's an issue that is, we know what's going to happen next. We need to get the solution started, even before there's steps to move forward in a ticket. Like, you have to have them confirm their shipping information, have to get an RMA, all this stuff. And if we know it's going to happen, mm-hmm. we get all of that information in one swoop. And then we just, instead of one message to the customer saying, we're going to do this, it's a message saying, we're doing this, this is how we're going to solve it. And then it avoids back and forth, and it gets problem solved a lot faster. So can reduce our support case time that way.
Okay, I like it. So, and that honestly kind of goes back to that being human. You in order to be proactive, you've got to think of what this looks like from their perspective, right? And sometimes we want to be involved in the choices, and sometimes we want to just have the solution be defined so it can be executed, right? And having that right balance. This sounds like an area you probably train your staff on and kind of review what's a good proactive approach.
It's important to be able to predict the situations and think about your experience plays a lot into it too, because you know, this is all the similar factors of something that happened last week. You know, you handled it this one way and customer blew up. You got to remember that experience and do the opposite this time. So
Yeah. Well, I didn't blow up on you guys when I had my thing from Afghanistan, because it would have been really hard. I mean, everybody was so nice, like right to the point. It would have been really hard for me to really have a blow up issue, you know, with you guys. Is there a second P, or is it actually the full word for happy, or is it just truncated? No, it's the full word. All right, second P. What do we got?
Positive. So
okay.
Being positive in problem situations, I find helps the anxiety of the situation. It also helps speed it along, because there's less venting, less arguing about what's right and what's wrong. So always go at it with an attitude where we can solve this. And if it's not making you happy, we'll come to a compromise. So each party is happy, but the customer's happiness is what is most important. So we don't want to be like ridiculous, give everyone free stuff all the time.
Hey, you have some really good swag though. I mean, let's be honest. You have some great swag and stuff that you guys have at System 76.
Yeah. Well, the positive thing, I know, just beyond swag, just giving positive vibes and energy mm-hmm. during a problem, I think helps our customers, gives them faith that, you know, it's not an issue that happens all the time. It's a one-off thing. Empathy and just excitement to get the solution done. All that is important, and our customers also express their excitement and happiness afterwards too. So I think,
cool.
The positive is very important.
Again, all of these I think I can totally apply in my life right now. So thank you very much. I'm getting coached as a happiness engineer for my role at my work. So this is, by the way, this isn't a proprietary acronym, right? I'm allowed to operate on this, right? I can share this with my audience.
Open source. Just go
okay,
for
good.
It.
All right. And then the last one is why. What is the why?
It stands for you. So the most important thing is when you are on a call with someone or in a ticket, just be you. I mean, our personalities are why I created a team that I have. They are so unique and so fun, and it's just
cool.
It's amazing when you can sit on a call for 20 minutes and talk about, you know, how you got into Linux and how the customer got into Linux and still be solving things in between, you know, in between commands. It just makes for a better experience. And I think it's very important for the people, for the world to see who the individuals are that are helping them.
Wow. And again, that's been, and by the way, System 76 did not sponsor this episode or anything else like that. I'm just a fan of lots of good things in the world. And I think that your company and you as a representative of that are just really good. So if it sounds like I'm plugging what you guys do, it's not because of any endorsement. It really is. This is a company, and these are people who I see as making a difference. And that's part of what I do with this podcast, is share that with the audience of, hey, there's this good thing out there you didn't even know existed. You know what I mean? And it's awesome. Here you go.
I completely expected to come on here and like talk about kittens and happy quotes and viruses. That's what I thought this was going to be for some reason.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. That's not as fun. Emma, thank you for sharing the happy thing. Let's close the episode here. I think this is a really good spot. And I'm new at having guests, so I think this is the part on the podcast where I'm supposed to say, if people want to find you, where can they find you? Is there something you're doing that you want to plug? Whatever that is, go. And then we'll close out the episode, and then you and I can continue talking offline for the next couple minutes, if you're okay with that.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter at Social Happiness. I have a blog called socialhappiness.us, which isn't super active, but I am working on a project of short videos with happy quotes right now and seeing where I can take that project. So I want to share those with you today and see what your feedback is. But yeah,
cool.
If you want to chat, Twitter's probably the quickest way to get a hold of me.
All right. And then again, Emma works for System 76, which you can find at system76.com. Thank you for being here. That's it for this episode. As usual, if you liked it, share it with somebody else that you know. If you want to subscribe, you can head on over to parkingthought.com. If you want to head over on YouTube and subscribe there, we're always welcome to new YouTube subscribers. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?